Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of February, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Liesl Müller, born in Hamburg, Germany, 1924, fled from Nazi Germany when she was a teenager, grew up in Indiana, settled in Chicago, who learned English by memorizing the lyrics to songs that she heard on the radio. Her Alive Together, New and Selected Poems came out about 10 years ago. It's the birthday of John Grisham, born in Jonesboro, Arkansas, 1955. His father was a construction worker. The family traveled around the South job to job. Grisham studied law in college, and he went off to become a defense lawyer and then switched to civil law. Found the practice of law frustrating, went into politics, served in the Mississippi State Legislature for 2 terms, and then thought he would like to write a book. He'd recently seen a court case in which a 10-year-old girl had to testify against a man who raped her, and he imagined what would happen if the girl's father murdered the rapist and was put on trial himself. He spent 3 years writing the novel. It was called A Time to Kill. It came out in 1989. It did not sell well. John Grisham did some research. He found an article in Writer's Digest about the rules of suspense, and he used those rules to write a potboiler about a young law student who takes a job with a law firm that he later comes to realize is connected to the mafia. And that was The Firm. It came out in 1991, became a huge bestseller. And he went on to write another novel every year for the rest of the 90s, all of them number one on the bestseller list. John Grisham, who said, "You take some horrible, mean, vicious, nasty conspiracy over here. You put a very sympathetic hero or heroine in the middle of it. You reach a point where their lives are at stake, and you get them out of it." It's the birthday of the poet Elizabeth Bishop, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1911. Her father died when she was small. Her mother had a nervous breakdown, and the girl spent most of her childhood moving back and forth between her grandparents in Nova Scotia and her father's family in Massachusetts. After college, she met the poet Marianne Moore, who persuaded Elizabeth Bishop that poems did not have to be about big ideas. They could be precise descriptions of ordinary objects and places. And Bishop began to write poems about filling stations and fish and the behavior of birds and about Nova Scotia. She was a very careful writer. She published only 101 poems in her lifetime, worked on her poem One Art for more than 15 years, rearranging the lines again and again until she got it right. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Liesl Müller, entitled Why I Need the Birds. When I hear them call in the morning, before I am quite awake, my bed is already traveling the daily rainbow, the arc toward evening, and the birds leading their own discreet lives of hunger and watchfulness are with me all the way, always a little ahead of me, in the long practiced manner of unobtrusive guides. By the time I arrive at evening, they have just settled down to rest. Already invisible, they are turning into the dreamwork of trees. And all of us together, myself and the purple finches, the rusty blackbirds, the ruby cardinals, and the white-throated sparrows with their liquid voices, ride the dark curve of the earth toward daylight, which they announce from their high lookouts before dawn has quite broken for me. A poem by Liesl Müller, Why I Need the Birds, from Alive Together, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.